There's something in the heart of God that he always wants to meet with his people. And that's exactly what he did in what we know of as the tabernacle. My name is Chris Montgomery, pastor at Fraser Church, and thank you for joining us on this 8-week journey as we learn how to enter his presence.
Welcome to day 35 of the tabernacle. Jesus is interceding for us. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25 reads, "Consequently, he is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them." Our text today from the NIV is Romans 8, verse 34. "Who then is the one who condemns? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us." I know people are praying for me. I know my wife prays for me. I am also fully aware that my parents pray for me. There's a friend of mine who I went to church with 20 years ago who tells me he prays for me daily. He even has a prayer rock in his backyard where he lifts up my name to the Lord. I am so thankful and encouraged that people pray for me. We all need someone praying for us. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 7:25 and Romans 8:34 that Jesus is praying for us. As much as I appreciate and need others praying for me, there is nobody greater who could pray for me than Jesus. What an incredible encouragement to know that the Lord who saved you is also interceding for you. And no one knows Father God like his only begotten Son. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 1, we read that Jesus is our advocate with the Father. An advocate, by definition, is someone who publicly supports and recommends your cause to another. Jesus speaks to God on your behalf. Scripture tells us that we have Jesus who pleads our case to God and constantly intercedes for us. In the tabernacle, priests would daily offer sacrifices brought to them for the sins of God's people. Once a year, the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies and sprinkle the blood of a sacrifice on the mercy seat for the forgiveness of sins. The high priest would symbolically place the people's sins on the scapegoat to make atonement for them. The people of Israel depended upon priests to offer sacrifices and prayers to God on their behalf. The problem with this Old Testament system is that the sacrifice of human priests could never totally satisfy the wrath of God toward the sins of the world. In addition, no earthly priests were without sin in their own lives, so they had to also make atonement for their sins. In the New Testament, Jesus comes as our great high priest. As our great high priest, Jesus doesn't just fulfill the priestly role in the Jewish sacrificial system, he supersedes it with a greater eternal priesthood. Jesus' priesthood is final because his sacrificial death on the cross was a perfect sacrifice from a sinless priest. Jesus completely satisfied God's judgment for our sins and fully paid the penalty through his death on the cross. Jesus then ascended into heaven and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. You can see Hebrews 8:1, Hebrews 12:2, and Colossians 3:1 for that. At this moment, Jesus is seated and fulfilling the role of our high priest by interceding to God on our behalf. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ comes through receiving the gift of salvation and brings with it the reward of Jesus speaking to the Father on our behalf. There is no greater privilege as a believer than knowing that our sins are forgiven and that our Savior is constantly praying for us. The authors of the Life Application Bible Commentary share these thoughts on Hebrews 7:25 that provide a great conclusion for this week's study on the prayer symbolized by the altar of incense. Imagine having an expert mechanic with you on every trip, an expert chef preparing every meal, an expert team of doctors at every athletic competition, an expert golf pro watching every swing. Imagine having history's one and only Savior, an expert at solving your biggest, most worrisome problems as well as your little trifling concerns, working on your case all the time. By faith, you don't have to imagine. He exists. He lives in you, and according to Hebrews 7:25, He is constantly interceding for you with the Father. Don't wallow in your sin. Don't carry around burdens too heavy to bear. In all your decisions, trust Jesus. Gather all your weaknesses and give them to Him. Some questions to consider. What thoughts come to mind when you picture Jesus seated in heaven, praying for you? What does it mean that Jesus fulfills and supersedes the role of the earthly high priest in the Old Testament sacrificial system? And finally, how important is the phrase "always lives" in the following scripture from Hebrews 7:25? Consequently, He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to God through Him, since He always lives to make intercession for them. Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.